Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The 65th running of the Daytona 500 did not disappoint, to say the least. It was the longest Daytona 500 in history, with a record of 212 laps and 530 miles as the race got pushed to two overtimes. The first overtime went to a caution due to a 13-car crash heading into Turn 3 that started with contact between Austin Dillon and William Byron. The crash happened with two laps to go, so the rest of the field went back to the green flag to start the second overtime. On the final lap in the second overtime, Kyle Larson got spun around in turns 1 and 2 to bring out the caution, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was leading when the caution came out as he cruised to the yellow and checkered flags to win his first Daytona 500 and the third race in his Cup Series career, breaking a 199 winless streak. As a matter of fact, Stenhouse's last win came at the summer race at Daytona in July of 2017. Last year's Cup Series champion Joey Logano finished in second and Christopher Bell came in third. And a heartbreaker in the race was Kyle Busch. Busch was leading the race when the caution came out on lap 198 when Daniel Suarez spun around coming to the tri-oval. Busch was in the lead pack on the final lap in the second overtime, but he was involved in that crash that waved the caution and sent Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to victory lane. That was Busch's 18th try to win the Daytona 500, and he ended up finishing the race in 19th. The Cup Series will return to racing next weekend at Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. This is the final race of the 2-mile configuration for the Speedway. It will be under construction for renovations in 2024 to make way for a new short track. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.